with Purim behind us, or is Purim behind us? The Pachad Yitzchak of Rav Huttner in his Kuntres Rishimos number Hey tells us about groups of young people who on Purim used to go about from house to house, and as they went through the houses, they were collecting like Purim gelt, and they had this little song that they would sing, and they would say in that song, the opening line of the song, the opening stanza, they'd say, Heint is Purim, Morgen is Eis, Git mir a Trunk, und Warf mir a Reus. Literally translated, today is Purim, tomorrow is not, give me a drink, and throw me out. And the Pachad Yitzchak says that this little poem that they used to sing about today's Purim and tomorrow's not would irritate one of the Gedolim in that particular area, and he felt it wasn't right to sing that little poem, that little song. And why is that so? What did he find objectionable about that poem, that ditty? And the answer is, what do you mean today is Purim and tomorrow is not? Tomorrow is also Purim. Purim continues. The impact and the influence of Purim goes on and on. Rav Tzadik HaKohen, in his Sfarim, speaks about Kedushas Hazmanim, the sanctity of time. And he writes, Afal pish is galus hakdushu rak v'yoso zman, even though only during the time period that's sanctified is there a revelation, an absolute tangible sense of the kedusha, the sanctity of that time. Yikomakom yecholim lahamshich kedusha. One can take the kedusha of a period of time and be mamshich, it meaning to pull it. It should spill over. It should impact. Take it with you. Gam l'shara yomim, he writes. V'zehu ha'inyon shel yom isru chag. The Gemara in Sukkah talks about the significance of an isru chag, of bridging the period of time after the chag. For example, he says, achar regolim lekasher kedushas oso chag b'shar yomos hashana. Take the sanctity of that particular moed, that particular holiday, and connect it to the rest of the year. V'chein, he says, for example, the Sudas Malav HaMalka Motzi Shabbos is the same idea, to take the Shabbos and have it spill over and impact on the rest of the week, the following week. V'chein B'Purim, he says, Mamshichim, V'pneichin HaSuda V'Laila Shu Motzi Purim, he says, why is it the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to start the Suda on Purim itself, but then extend the Suda beyond? It's already Ois Purim. The answer is Mamshichim is Galus Kedusha Zud Purim L'Shar Yavos Hashana. The goal of the concept of Isru Chag, or specifically in the case of Purim, of continuing the Sudas Purim into the night, is to take that specialist Galus of Kedusha, as he calls it, of Purim, and bring it with you to the rest of the year. And that perhaps is what the Gemara means in Pesachim, I'd like to add, when the Gemara says that a person has to leave from Kiddush on Friday night some of the wine over for Havdolah Motzi Shabbos, so that Kiddusha of Shabbos should spill over and impact on the week to come, the week following Shabbos, and so too with the Sudas Purim, to take some of that Kiddusha of Purim, the message of Purim, the impact, the inspiration of Purim, the sanctity of Purim, and have it spill over and have an impact on the rest of the year. And that is why one of the Gedolim was very upset. He objected to this poem, this song, in which they say today is Purim and tomorrow is not. You know, give me a drink today because today is Purim. No, Purim is not just today. Purim is tomorrow. And that's why I say, as we stand just hours after Purim, and we contemplate Purim and its impact on the rest of the year, this is something that although Purim is behind us, we have to do in order to be mamshich, in order to continue the message of Purim and its sanctity, its impact, and take it with us for the year to come. I'd like to share with you a question and an answer that addresses the Megillus Esther, and I think it might give us a little bit of a petach of an opening to understand what our challenge is, what we have to take from Purim, its Kiddush to be Mamshich, and for the rest of the year. The pasuk which we read out loud as a tzibur, Ish Yehudi Hoya B'Shushan Abira, Ushmo Mordechai Ben Kish, Ish Yemini, etc. Ish Yehudi. What is the significance of this description which appears throughout the Megillah of Mordechai as the Ish Yehudi? And in order to answer this question, again, it'll take us a little time, we'll come back to it. I want to speak about the fact that the Imrei Emes of Ger speaks about the pasuk in the third parak of Esther, V'yasdasei HaMelech Einom Osim. And he writes, D'mafki L'kulashata B'shin Heyud Peheyud. What does this mean? Rashi says, Shabbos Hayom, that's the Shin He Yud, and the Pei He Yud is Pesach Hayom. This is Rashi, you'll find it in Masechet Megillah in the Agadot on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. What was Haman noticing about the Jewish people when he told Achashverosh with his hatred to the Jew, Dosei HaMelech Einom Osim, Mafkei Kula Shaita? What does it mean, Mafkei Kula Shaita? The whole year round. What do you mean? Shabbos and Pesach are not the whole year round. But what he knew was that the people of Israel, Mamshichim Kedusha L'chol Hashana, they mention Shabbos every day of the week. Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, special bits of remembering the Shabbos every day. And Pesach, the Torah says, Ki Zochres Hayom HaZeh SheYetzasim Mitzrayim. We remember Pesach on a daily basis through the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this is something that the Sitra Acher, the forces of evil, our enemies, and the Amalekis and the anti-Semitism Luminayim, this is something that the Hamans cannot tolerate. It's Dosei HaMelech Einom Osim. They're able to take a holy day and be Mamshich its Kedusha, as we saw in Reb Tzadok HaKohen. And that's what the Jew has to do. Not to say that today is Purim and tomorrow is not. That's not something that can be tolerated. And this is going to be, I think, the sod of Yehudi, of Ish Yehudi. Let's take a look at a few things about Purim, about the Dar of Mordechai, that are somewhat strange. I refer you to the famous Gemara Rava statement in Megillah Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Michayev Omer Rav Michayev Inish Lebsume Bepuraya Adelo Yoda Bein Orer Haman Lebarach Mordechai. Just reading that statement of Rav itself is a question. What is this chiyuv? What's its nature? What's its goal? Very strange. And then, regarding the Dar of Mordechai, I want to refer you to a Medrash Shochatov on Tilim in Kapitel Kuf Beis. We'll read the two psukim here. Pana el tfilas ha'aror v'lo boza es tfilosam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not reject the tfilos of this generation, And what generation is this referring to? Tikasev zos ledar achron v'am nivra yahalel. The pasuk speaks about a generation, but speaks about a nation that is created and is praised. The Medrash comments, Tikasev zos ledar achron v'am nivra v'chi adayin uma asida lihibareis liboros shu omer v'am nivra. What does the pasuk, what is David HaMelech indicating? What is he alluding to when he speaks about a nation that's going to be created? What nation is going to be created? Omar Av Yossi, Rav Shimon, Zed Doro Shal Mardechai, Shenivra Bria Chadosha. Rabosai, what is going on in this Medrash? The Medrash is Mirab Senigra. It makes no sense that the Dor of Mardechai was the Bria, was the creation of something new. And that's what David HaMelech is talking about when he says that Hashem did not reject the Tfilos because there's a Dor, and that's the Dor of Mardechai, which is Am Nivra, which is a new Bria Chadasha. What's this all about? And Rabosai, if we're on the subject of Lo Baza Est Filosam, let us realize that the central, perhaps the most significant element in the story of the Megillah and the story of Purim, and we could miss it if we blink, is Tefillah. So that when this Medrash speaks about a Pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Beis about Tefillah and connects it with the Dar of Mardechai, again, I still don't know what it means, it's a Dar of Nivra Bria Chadasha, but what I do know is that there's the definite connection between Tefillah and the Dar of Mardechai. And this is something that is brought to the surface beautifully and dramatically in another Medrash, a Medrash Rabbah in Megillas Esther, in Perek Zion of the Medrash. And the Medrash speaks about the fact that, as the Megillah testifies, Mardechai knew what was going on. Mardechai heard about the Gzeir of Haman. And the Medrash takes us behind the scenes, up in Shamayim, in the Elyonim. And what went on, what were the events that led up to the decree of Haman being successfully accepted, signed, and sealed by Achashverosh to destroy the Jewish people? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeSatan, says the Medrash, Haveli Megillah V'Echtov Aleha Kloya. God summons the Satan, the powers of evil, bring me a scroll, and I will inscribe in it the destruction of the Jewish people. I will sign and seal it. Be'osa Shah, Holach HaSatan, Ve'hevi Lo Megillah, V'Kasav Aleha. The Satan, of course, did not hesitate to fulfill the will of God and bring this scroll in front of the Ribon Shel Olam in order to inscribe the destruction of the Jewish people. The Satan has no problem with that. It probably put a broad smile on his face. The Medrash continues and speaks about how all parts of the universe cried out, Bebechi, Nasna kol bebechi fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malachi Asharis tzaku lekol bechiyosam, Amru lefan of Ribon Shalom, Yisrael b'teilu min olam, Anu lama anu tzrichim olam, what is the purpose of our existence, asks the Malachim, if there won't be Yisrael, Hein arelim tzaku, and the Chama Levana cried out, and so forth and so on. Be'osa Shah, let me call your attention to this paragraph. An entire episode here, an entire encounter with Elio HaNavi, which is revealed by the Medrash. Be'osa Shah Ratz Elio Zochel HaTov V'Behola Eitzel Avos HaOlam V'Eitzel Moshe Ben Amram. Elio is going to wake up the dead, the greats, the forefathers, Moshe Rabbeinu. The Amar Lehem Ad Masai Avas HaOlam Redumim B'Shena. What is going on over here? You are the forefathers. You are the greats. And you're sleeping? You're in a state of Redumim B'Shena? Iyatem Ashgichem Al Atzara Shebneichem Shriim Ba? Are you completely callous and uncaring, Kaviyachol, to the terrible calamity that's befalling your people? Iyatem Ashgichem Al Atzara Shebneichem Shriim Ba? Do you pay no attention? Do you have no contribution? Can you not actively be involved to try to spare the children, the people of Israel? What a claim of Elio Anovi. And he goes on to say, Malachi Ashores, V'chamalavona, Kochav Mazol, Shemayim V'aretz, Chol Tzvamar, Bochim, B'mered, B'merer, with great bitterness, all parts of the universe, of the cosmos, are raising their voices in crying and anguish. And let me emphasize the next part of the Midrash. Amrulo, the first thing they wanted to find out, the Avos, was Mipnei Ma, what caused this decree? Why did the Eibishter allow such a decree to be signed and sealed down on earth against the Jewish people, to destroy the Jewish people? Amar Lehem Elio reveals them that nation nenu Yisrael misudasa shal Achashverosh ubavur ze nigzera aleihem gzer lechalosa min ha'olam la'abed zichram. The Ribbono Shel Olam saw in this involvement of the participation of the Jewish people in the Suda, the Feast of Achashverosh, such a severe sin that it warrants a gzera of kloya, of total destruction, chas v'sholem, la'abed es zichram. Amru lo Avram, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, imheim ovro al das HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If in the eyes of Hashem this violation was so severe, if in truth Hashem judged them for kloya, v'nechtem ha'gzeirosam, ma anu yecholim lasos? A very strange response. I think what underlies the words of the Medrash is the Nechtema Gzeirosam. Ma'onu Lasos is because Nechtema Gzeirosam. But although the Avos were more or less ready to throw in the towel, Ma'olenu Yecholim Lasos, nevertheless, Elio doesn't give up. Chazer Elio v'yamalol Moshe. He turns to Moshe. Ey roe neman, you are the shepherd who is totally loyal and dedicated. V'kam upon me mamadet al haperetz liYisrael. Ubitalta gzeirosam lebilti ashches. Shenemar lulei Moshe b'chiro om v'peretz lefon v'loshev chamosam ilahashches. Matana latzora zos. Your children are in a situation of crisis. You have a record. Time after time, you stood at the peretz, at the opening, the breakdown, if you will, and you prayed on behalf of the people of Israel, and you were mevatel gzeira lebilti lahashkes. Where are you today? And Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Elio with a response, and he says, you know what? I'm not going to throw in the towel, but I need help from downstairs. I can't do it alone up here in Shemayim. Maybe I could have done so when I was on earth as a living being. Amar lo Moshe klum yesh adam kasher b'yoso adar. Please tell me, is there someone alive down on earth? It seems like Moshe and the others are somewhat closed and far removed from what goes on this earth. They really weren't notified until Elio came and told. So whatever information they can gather it only from Elio. And is there, asks Moshe, someone in the generation who could help me down on earth, and I'll, in a corresponding way up here in Shamayim, in the Elyonim, I'll pray? Amalo, Elio responds, yesh, there is such an individual, Shmo Mardechai. He is the person who has on earth the power of tefillah. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu's response is the following. Amar lo, he tells Elio, Lech vahodio, you Elio are the conduit that span, you exist in two worlds. You have a leg down there in that world because Elio lo mes, and you have a leg up here in the Elyon because you came up through the fiery chariots up to Shemayim. You can now be my shliach and notify Mordechai, k'dei sheyamod hu misham b'tfila, the greatness of Mordechai's prayer, va'ani mikan, and I up here in Shemayim, unevakesh rachma leim, thank God, it's going to be a partnership between me, Moshe Rabbeinu, up in Shemayim. I'm the one who has a record of being able, time after time, lahashiv chamaso, milahashchis, ulevatel gzeirosam levilti hishchis, and now Mordechai, as the great leader on earth, he will have the koch ha-tefillah, milamata. And together, we will succeed. Amalo roa neman, kvar nichtava igeres kloya al Yisrael. I know, Moshe Rabbeinu, that you are very optimistic. The others were not so optimistic. Because after all, HaKadosh Baruch had summoned the Satan and had signed the Igeres. Amalo Moshe, and Moshe turns to Elio and he says, I need another important piece of information that I'm lacking. What was the nature of that chasima? In Betiti chasuma, was it signed in cement? Then you know what? Filosenu nishmas. Then I up here together with Mordechai down there, we can succeed. We can stave off this terrible gzera and uproot it. The imbedom nechkema, some say bidyo nechkema, mashahoya hu. What is mashahoya hu? If you take a look at the Matnos Kahuna, he says, klomer mashahoya v'nigzer kvar hu ein lahashiv. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to investigate whether or not there was indeed a possibility, a room for optimism, that the chasima here is not irreversible. Pardon the double negative, meaning that there's a possibility of reversing this decision and this signature that was signed by the Ribono Shel Olam because it was only signed in cement and not in dam. And the Mefarshim, especially Eitz Yosef, on this Medrash, expand and embellish. First, they have a discussion here about why Daniel wasn't summoned to be the Mispalel. Why was it Mordechai? And there's a discussion about the fact that Mordechai came from Sheva, from Zera Rachel Imenu, Evahu Mesuga La'abit, Zera Molech. There's a special power in Shevet Binyamin to destroy and undermine Amolech. Then there's a discussion here about the difference between the cement and the blood. The cement is something that Yochol Limchos. But Roshem Adam Yishar Yomim Rabim V'yamod V'lo Yimcha. Or Dio, Adam, whatever it is, it represents something that cannot be obliterated, it cannot be blotted out. It's irreversible. And he gives examples. There's such a thing as a Gzardin She'yeshi Mashvua. There's a Gzardin She'eni Mashvua. And apparently, the response of Elio was encouraging when he said to him, Amar lo betiti chasuma, that it was a gzera without a shvua, and therefore there's a possibility of undermining that gzera and destroying it. And now Elio becomes the shliach to tap Mordechai on the shoulders and notify him. And that's the pasuk here, Hadod Dechsiv, says the Medrash. Miyad holach vodiel Mordechai v'hadod Dechsiv v'mordechai yodas kol asher nasa. Kol asher nasa. Now what is going on over here? This is a pella, as the Eitz Yosef points out. What do you mean, Mordechai yodas kol asher nasa? The psukim in Tanakh indicate adas nitna v'shushan adbira. Vayir Shusha Navocha, Goli L'Chawa'amim. It was clear, it was known. The Gzera was public knowledge. How could it say, Umarach HaYodeh? What does it mean, Umarach HaYodeh? Kol Asher Nasa. But now, in the light of this Medrash, we could understand. Because what Elio notified Mordechai was something that no one else knew about. Mordechai knew about the fact that this Gzera was signed in Shamayim. He didn't know that Moshe initially was in a state of despair. Like the Avo said, what can we do here? Ma biyadeinu lasos. But if he didn't know that, what he did know was that Elio was sent as a shliach of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu was asking that Mordechai be mispalel here down on earth, l'taken Rosh Haman, and he knew that in a parallel way up in Shamayim, Moshe Rabbeinu would be praying. That's pshat, yoda sakol, as kol asher nasa. And therefore, Vayikra Mordechai's begodov, immediately Mordechai puts his shoulder to the task, and he's going to pray. He's going to do exactly what he has to do, what he's been asked to do by Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe is going to do a parallel tefillah act up in Shamayim. The Gzera was really written, but not signed in an irreversible way. And perhaps, says the Anaf Yosef, in Betiti Chasuma, what was the deeper meaning of Moshe Rabbeinu's question? Moshe was curious to know which of two sins that the Jewish people were guilty of was the cause for the Chasima, the ultimate decision, the divine decision to sign and seal the Gzera. Was it the Suda? Or was it Avodah Zorah of Nebuchadnezzar? At the time of Nebuchadnezzar, the people of Israel were compelled to worship, and maybe that Avodah Zorah they shouldn't have worshipped. It was Yehorg Val Yavor. And the difference would be that if they were guilty of Avodah Zorah, that's a terrible sin to the Nefesh, and that's represented by the Dam, Adamu HaNefesh. But if, on the other hand, it's divrei seuda, it's something more physical, hanas haguf, that they had pleasure by participating in the feast of Achashverosh, then it's something called refesh vetit. And even though the chasima was probably a result of both of these iniquities, both of these sins they were guilty of, but nevertheless, the final decision was because of the Seuda, as we saw in the Medrash. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu understood that there was a possibility of reversing the Gzera. And so what do we learn from this Medrash, and what do we take out? There was a Gzera. And is this Gzera irreversible? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was investigating. Is it a situation of Mashahayahu, which means the Gzera was a Gzera that already was V'ein La Shiva? Or is it Betiti Chasuma? And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, when he finds out that Enoch Hinam Elio's response, it's Betiti Chasuma, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu decides, we got to gear up for action, tefillah on top, here in the heavens, and tefillah on the bottom, down on earth, the tefillah of Moshe and Shamayim, the tefillah of Mordechai al Haaretz. And that partnership is going to undermine the Chasima Betit. And with this Medrash as the background for our understanding of what Purim is all about, and the impact of Purim on the year to come, the Isru Chag that we spoke about, the Hamshachas Kiddusha of Purim for the year to come, and perhaps an understanding of Ish Yehudi, of the essence of Mordechai. And here we turn to the most important source for today, And that's the Maral Prague and the Teferis Yisrael. And he addresses the famous question, why Chazal identified two holidays, 2 days in the Jewish calendar years being those which will exist, Liyasid Lavo, after Tchias HaMesim, and that is Purim and Yom HaKippurim, Lo Yubetelim Liyasid Lavo. V'im Tishal asks the Maral, Loma Elu Shnayim Moadim Lo Yubetelim. When we come to Tchias HaMesim, we're left with the two prominent holidays of Yom HaKippurim, Yom HaPurim. Why? He says, Lefi, the reason for this is Lefi Inyan Elu HaMitzvahs Elu HaMoadim Em Kmo Tchia. Because Tchias HaMesim is the theme of both Yom HaKippurim and Yom Purim. The essence of these 2 days is identical with Tchias HaMesim. Namely, he gyu lemisa v'chazru l'chaim kavirshona. Both these holidays, Purim and Kippurim, commemorate death and return from death, what we call resurrection of the dead, chazor l'chaim kavirshona. And he starts with Yom HaKippurim. On Yom HaKippurim, a person is a sinner. And as a result of his sin, nefesh achotas, he tomus, nigzer olav hamisa, he deserves to die. The power of Yom HaKippur is to bring him back to life. And therefore, from death to life, that's what Yom HaKippur is all about. Liachar shenigzer olav hamisa, yachzol olachayim. And how is this achieved? Through some sort of olam ha'elyon, through the impact of the higher worlds? Because al piteva, the natural, shall we say, spiritual worlds and the laws and regulations therein should have brought about death. But some intervention in the olam ha'elyon is able to transform death to life. Purim, sheigiu lecherev, the decree was laro glashmid liabed, that the Jewish people should be killed by sword, the chazal emachius, and they were returned to life. Ein suffix, there's no doubt, says the Maral, she gilem dover zevi madrega el yona, comes from the higher worlds. Shevimenu chius shalovet teva, there's a world above teva, and there's a higher divine control over the world of teva, which makes chius, where in teva would be misa. And that's what Tchias HaMesim all about. Lachain roi she'elu shnei ha'mo'adim befrat lo yu betelim luzman ha'tchia ki elu ha'mo'adim em gamken mimin oso ha'olam. They belong to that olam ha'elyon, the olam of Tchia. Dugmaso, they are living examples in the Jewish historical experience of Tchias HaMesim. Because on both these days we go from Misa l'chaim. In fact, if you recall the Gemara in Megillah, when it describes Esther, who was trying to impress the Chazal to establish the holiday of Purim and to accept Megillas Esther as part of Tanakh, her point was Mimisa L'chaim Lo Kolshken. The essence of Purim is Mimisa L'chaim. That's Tchias HaMesim. Purim commemorates Tchias HaMesim. Purim commemorates a reversal of the Olam HaTeva because of the Olam HaElyon. In the Olam HaElyon, there's a control above Teva. And if this be the case, perhaps we could shed a light on the concept of Adelo Yoda, the way the Gemara describes the story of two Amoraim, Rabba and Rab Zera, one of the most famous Agaditas in Shas, and without a doubt the most famous story told by the Gemara in Megillah. And the Gemara says that Rabba and Rab Zera had a joint Sudas Purim, and they got drunk. Rabba shechted Rab Zera. L'mocha boy rachme v'achye. L'shana. Amar le nesei mar v'navid Sudas Purim b'adi adodi amalei lo b'chol shaita v'shaita misrachit nisa. If there was a miracle on one Purim, we cannot necessarily rely on it on the other. But the Pella is that Rabba shechted Rab Zera. And of course, he resurrected him from the dead. Is there some deeper meaning, some significance, a message that Chazal are trying to convey to us in a codified form? That's what Agadot is all about. And if you look in the Sefer V'Dabru Dovar, which was quoted here by Rav Olbaum Shlita, I didn't hear him, but I see it on the page, which was sent to me by Yehuda Lieberman. And on the pasuk, on this statement, and this record in the Gemara Megillah, Kam Rabba v'shachti l'Reb Zeir l'mochem boi rachmi v'achyei, he writes, Ratzo lasos poel dimyoni. What's poel dimyoni? When a Navi has a nevuah, and the nevuah is a nevuah litova, in order to clinch that nevuah and guarantee that it will come to fruition, he does a poel dimyoni. He lives it out, so to speak. He does a symbolic act to show what that and how that nevuah is going to come to fruition. And this act of Kam Rava Vashachta, and he prayed and brought Rava, and he brought Rabbi Zera back to life. That is the essence of Purim. Lahachyos Mesim. The same idea that we saw in the Maral Prague, that Purim represents Tchias HaMesim, because the Gzera was signed and sealed that Laharog Lashmi Labed, Al Piderach HaTeva, they were goners, and through the intervention of the Olam HaElyon to reverse the process of Teva, there was Tchias HaMesim. And let's go even a step beyond this. Not only through Rabba's Tfilah was he able to bring Rabbi Zera back to life, demonstrating the central idea of Tchias HaMesim, acting out the central idea of Tchias HaMesim of Purim. But beyond that, we have a concept of Matanos Levyon, and this mitzvah is on Purim because Ani Chashiv Kemes, Ayideshe Nosein Lo Matanam Chayeyu. And therefore, when Rabba Shechted Rav Zera, his kavana was to bring him back to life. Again, how he knew it was going to happen, I don't know. Was he relying on a miracle, on the power of his tefillah? Well, maybe yes, maybe because Purim is all about miracle. Purim is all about Chias HaMesim. And therefore he knew somehow that on the day of Purim, the day that commemorates Chias HaMesim, the day in which there's a Koach HaElyon of Tchia that overrides and trumps Teva, that's the day in which he could put Reb Zera to death in order to bring him back to life and demonstrate and clinch the Tchias HaMesim of Purim, which is demonstrated every year by the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim. And there's a famous sefer called the Seder Ayom, in which he comes to explain this chiyuv of chayev inish lebsumi ad lo yoda. What does it mean, getting drunk? What's the purpose of it? What does it demonstrate? What good does it do? And he writes the Seder Ayom, that achar shahoman arosha bikesh lahashmid larig la'abid lishpoch dama yehudim nasa inyan karav lezemitoch simcha. We are going to do something similar to what Haman wanted to do to the Jews through his gzera, but we're going to do it in a simchadik way. What are we going to do? We are going to get drunk ad shenishar kimesim mishkovim arza. We're lying on the ground, rolling in the dust, because we're like Mason, because we drank Adelo Yoda. And by doing so, we are demonstrating mitoch simcha that decree of Lahar Glash Miliabot, Vakavana Bezeh. But what's the ultimate goal? Sha'achar kachamim, we get up from that drunken state. This year we all did it because it was Shabbos here in Yerushalayim. Laharos sheyatzanu mimisa l'chaim. Again, the idea of resurrection of the dead. We have resurrection of the dead now in three different ways. Number one, in the story of Rabbi and Rav Zera, then Rabbi Shachtei l'Rav Zera v'ulamachar, is through his tfilos, he was able to be machayahim, boy rachme viachye, and that is living out and demonstrating the tchias hamesim of Purim. Number two, we have the matonis levyonim, which, since Ani is Chashiv Kimeis, we are Machaya the Evyon. And number three, the Adalo Yada, in which we are Shochev Ala Oretz, like Mesim. And yet, we stand up, we sober up, we thank Hashem, we realize that there's a Mahalach here of Me'ala Teva, the Olam Elyon, that intervenes here to resurrect the dead. That's the greatness of Purim. That, in a sense, is what Yom HaKippurim is about. That is why Purim will be very much alive and well at the time in Mirza Hashem v'meir mamash of Tchiyas HaMeisim, because Purim is Tchiyas HaMeisim. But again, please notice, Rabbosai, that over and over again, it's the power of Tefillah. That's what's going to give us the ability to rise up. That's what Mordechai is great at down here on earth. Yesh Adam Kosher Shmo Mordechai Sheyamod Umisham B'Tefillah. There on earth he is Omed B'Tefillah. That is the Tefillah of Rabbah, to be Mechaya Rab Zera. That's the power of Tefillah that's inherent in reaching up to the Olam HaElyon, connecting with the Olam HaElyon, and through our supplications and our prayers. When we connect our prayers with the Olam HaElyon, we're able to bring about something above Teva. And therefore we celebrate on Purim the Nes of Mimisa L'Chaim, in which V'nafochu, the Gzera of Mordechai Famis, of Haman Famisa, was converted and transformed to a Tchiyas HaMesim. That's what Purim is. Purim is the day of Tchiyas HaMesim, and all through Tefillah. And perhaps we can go back to the Sefer, the famous Sefer of Skulos, which is called the Sefer Yimlat Nafsho. And he has a skula, Vesod Gadol, that a person should recite in order to somehow spare and save him from any tzorah shelo tavo, lo tzio mitzoras nafsho. Yomar no Yisrael v'chol yom v'boker, when he wakes up every morning, here's a skula. He should say with kavana gedola, gimel pa'amim, Yehudi ani, Yehudi ani, Yehudi ani. Ech ye Yehudi? Ech ye Yehudi? Ech ye Yehudi? Amos Yehudi? Amos Yehudi? Amos Yehudi? Yehudi, Yehudi, Yehudi. And all this, perhaps, touches on what Mordechai is in his essence. He is the Ish Yehudi. He is the man who declares himself a Yehudi. He lives like a Yehudi. And if need be, he will die like a Yehudi. When a person wants a skula, his declaration is that he is willing and prepared to be moser nefesh. By Mordechai it says, lo kam v'lo yishtach, lo yishtachve. He's willing to be Makadi Shem Shemayim Befarhesia. If need be, he will not subject himself to bowing down to Haman. And he, Mordechai, represents the Mesiris Nefesh, which is the Bechina of Misa, his preparedness to die, to give up his life. And it's he, Mordechai, the Yehudi, who is capable of effectuating a Tchiyas HaMesim. It is his tefillah that will generate Tchiyas HaMesim. That's what it means to be a Yehudi. A Yehudi is someone who's Moser Nefesh. And in that preparedness for Mesiris Nefesh and Misa, he's Zochet Tchiyas HaMesim. That's the story of Mordechai. You ask me, how is it and why does Mordechai have the power through his tefillah to bring about Tchiyas HaMesim? The answer is because he is the Moser Nefesh. He is the individual who goes through, so to speak, I mean metaphorically, Misa, and therefore someone who's willing to do Misa is going to have the power to rise above Teva, to have the connection through his tefillah to the Olam HaElyon above Tev, and go from the natural state of Misa to a higher state of Chiyus, of Tchiyas HaMesim. That's what Purim is all about. And I want to conclude with an insight of the Atzei Chaim, Reb Chaim Tzvi Teitelbaum in Parshas Vayigash. he bases himself on a Gemara in Sota. The Gemara says that Yosef kidei shem shamayim b'seiser. Yosef in his story with Eishes Fotifa was all b'seiser. And Zocha v'osifu lo os achas mishmo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu d'chsiv edus bi Yosef shmo. So the hey of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was added to the name Yosef and he became Yehosef. But there's a higher level. Yehuda kidei shem shamayim b'farhesia. Yehuda in the story of Tamar had a kidei shem shamayim b'farhesia. He was literally mevayish himself. We know that bush is almost like self, is almost like death. Is zacha v'nikra kulo al shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His name Yehuda contains the letters, all the letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. There's the Yud, Hey, the Vav, the Hey, it's all there in Yehuda. And the Atzei Chaim says that when Chazal tell us that Yehuda was willing to be Moser Nefesh, Yehuda's Kidei Shem Shamayim B'Farhesya is going to give him and grant him a certain power. He who's willing to suffer death is going to be given the power to bring about life. That is the power of tefillah. Vayigesh Elav Yehuda. The Medrash Rabbah says on this pasuk, Vayomer Bi Adoni. Who is the Adoni that he's talking to? Rabbanan Amru Hagashal Litfila. This was tefillah. And with that tefillah, he was able to spare and save Knesset Yisrael. And we can understand this based on the Gemara in Masechta Brachos. Yehuda has the Dalet Osios of Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That represents the Koach HaTefillah. Shem Ben Dalet Osios. The Gemara tells us that Yehuda was Makadi Shem Shemayim B'Farhesya Nikra Kulo Al Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what it means is, as the Gemara says in Brachos, why is it that the Doros Harishonim had Nisim v'Niflos? They lived with the Olam Elyon above Teva, and they were spared and saved through divine intervention. Umayshna Anan, but in our generations, the Gemara asks, this is the time of the Gemara, the lowest Rachesh Lan Nisa, we aren't Zocha to these Nisim. Anan Mitzvos, Anan, mitzavecha, mitzavechinin, we cry out, but less the mishkachban, where are the nisim? And the Gemara answers that the difference between the Doros Rishonim and our Dor, the Doros Achronim, is kamay de masrei nafshaya kedush Hashem, they are zocha to nisim. He who is willing to give up his life through a serious nefesh, is he who will be zochet to tchias hamesim. He has the koch atfilah. Says the Atzei Chaim, im kein mashma midivrei ha-gemara, misha moser nafshal kedush Hashem, yiskabel tfiloso. Rabos, I want to repeat that sentence because that represents the essence of Purim. And am shochas kedusha that we spoke about in the name of Reb Tzadok HaKohen, the Isru Chag that's going to take Purim and have it overflow and impact on the entire year. And I'm going to read it again. Misha moser nafshal kedush Hashem, yiskabel tfiloso. He has the koach hatfilah. Who has the koach hatfilah to save Klal Yisrael? It's the Doros Harishonim. Why? Because they were willing to be Moser Nafsham. And so what? The answer is, they want to save the Jewish people. They want to go L'mailam in HaTeva and connect with the Olam HaElyon because Teva is Misa at this point. They are going to be Moser Nefesh, and through the Misa, their preparedness to die, Al Kiddush Hashem, they have the ability to bring about a connection to the Olam HaElyon that takes us from Misa to Tchias HaMesim, and that's through the Koach HaTefillah. And that's why Yigash all of Yehuda, because as the Gemara tells us in Sota, Yehuda was Mekadesh Shem Shamayim B'Farhesya. He represents and embodies the name of Hashem, all Dalet Osios. He's the one who could be Mispalel, because he is Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Befar Hesio. Therefore, V'nigash L'tfilah, that's the schar that's granted to someone who is willing to be Moser Nefesh, to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Befar Hesio, to a Bechina of Misa, he will be Zocha through his tfilah to Tchias HaMesim. And that's what Mordechai is all about. The essence of Mordechai, his greatness, is that he is Ish Yehudi b'Shushan Abira. Ish Yehudi. What is a Yehudi? Yehudi is Miloshon Yehuda. He has the name Yehuda because he has the essence of Yehuda. Yehuda is the Shem Hashem because Yehuda is the willingness to be Moser Nafsho. Mordechai is willing to be Moser Nafsho, he's Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Befar Hesio. Therefore, he achieves the Koch HaTfilah. He is the one who is going to perpetrate, who's going to engender a Tchias HaMesim. He can do down in the earth together with Moshe up in Shemayim what Eliyahu wants him to do, namely Sheyamod Hu Misham B'Tfilah. How is it that Mordechai's Tfilah has such a powerful impact? Because Mordechai understands that in order to achieve Tchias HaMesim, we need to be ready for Mesirus Nefesh. That's the Mordechai who, through his preparedness for Mesirus Nefesh, is Zocha to the Koach HaTfilah of Yehuda of Yehudi. He is the Ish Yehudi par excellence. He has the Koach HaTfilah, and now Moshe Rabbeinu up in Shamayim can rest assured that his tefillah Moshe's together with Mordechai's will undermine and vitiate this terrible gzerah and convert Misa to Chayim. That's the essence of Purim. It is the Koach HaTfilah and the Tchias HaMesim. The Tchias HaMesim, as we said before, of Rabba for Rav Yosef when he gets up the next morning, by Rachme V'Achye, Rabba is able to bring about a Tchias HaMesim. He belongs to those Doros, whereas Rachish Nisa, because the Olam Elyon, the Olam of Lamalam and Ateva, is in the control of the hands of someone who has the Koach HaTfilah because of his Mesiris Nefesh. It is the Matanis Lev Yonim represents the Tchias HaMesim because an Ani is Chashiv Kimes. It's the Shichrus of Adelo Yoda, which the Jew ultimately falls to the floor like a dead person, but then he rises to stand on all with all his energy on 2 feet. As a sar lifnei the Ribono Shel, to stand in prayer. The standing from the drunkenness represents the koach of Tchias HaMesim. And now we understand why the words of that song, of that little poem, irritated the Gdolim, because to say, Haint is Purim, Morgan is ice? Oh no, Morgan is not ice. Morgan is also Purim, as we said, because Haint is Shabbos, and Morgan is Shabbos, and Haint is Pesach, and Morgan is Pesach, and Haint is Purim, and Morgan is Purim. Yiratzim should be Zocha to the Isru Chag of Purim, to the Amshochas Kedushas Purim for the year to come, to appreciate that we have the opportunity of Kiddush Hashem, to be Zocha to Nisim, to connect with the Olam HaElyon, to be Zocha to the Koach HaTfilah. We are all Mordechai. Kulanu Mordechai. And if that be the case, Kulanu Mordechai, it's not Ois Purim, but rather it is Haint is Purim. We should be Zocha to Tchias HaMesim, to Nisim v'Niflos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu having compassion to protect us against all the enemies that Alpi Derech HaTeva might have the upper hand, Chas V'Shalom for Misa, to bring about the Tchias HaMesim, B'mheira v'Yomenu, Amen. Kein Yiratzon, with a Koach HaTfilah through Mesiris Nefesh. And that's what we're waiting to see as we go through the year, with the impact of Purim in our hearts, in our minds, and in our souls. Amen.